What's up, everybody? It's a marine biologist.
Hello? Are you guys there?
I'm here.
Is Zach there?
I don't hear Zach.
Do you like this? Do you like this cover?
Is this Peruvian flute band?
Whoops, sorry. Welcome to the SEO show. This is the podcast where we look at Google search trends so that we can get organic search traffic on this content that you're listening to. If this is your first time here, you've fallen right into our trap, and you're so lucky to have done that.
Yes.
Is Zach here? Is Zach show live?
Yes.
We were playing a little intro music. You missed it. I'll give you another hit. That is, of course, Call Me Out by Paul Simon, our backer on the show. Thank you, Paul, again, another week for the financial support to make this show happen.
Just another tombstone in the cartoon graveyard, if you will.
Oh. Yeah, so if you're a fan of this show, you know that you're a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. The Logan Paulers are like Mavericks. Jake Paulers are Jake Paulers. If you're a fan of the show, you're a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
So basically, you're a dead cartoon, I guess.
Well, let's move on to the topics. I'm here with Zach Show Live and Marine Kyology, Kyle. This is Kyle's like third time on the show. It's been a bit.
I've never been on SEO show.
Oh, well, you've been on Science Thursday.
Yeah.
Welcome to SEO show.
Welcome to SEO, baby.
Search engine optimization.
How do you specifically look for the top searches?
Well, I'm glad you asked. That's a good question for a newcomer on the show. What we do is we go to trends.google.com.
Okay. And then we type into our robot, what is the most searched trends?
No, in fact, in the upper left-hand corner, there's a little hamburger. That's what it's called in design. Three lines. You go on that over there, and you click trending searches. And then depending on your like area, it has different trending searches. So we can't actually see like the global trending searches. And also it seems to be different like from like different city. Because like, let me ask you guys, what is your top search? What's your top search, Kyle?
I see recently trending. Is that what I should be looking at?
If you go down all the way, it says more, like it'll give you the full list.
More trending searches, okay.
Yeah, that should give you the top. That should give you the numbers 1 through 10.
Post is up this week, huh?
What I'm seeing up
is that your number 1?
Nah, Champions League, then Post.
Yeah, it's Post always moment. Sports.
It's unfortunately, I don't even know what that is. Champions League?
Yeah, it's actually in Spanish.
Yeah, it's a Spanish
¿Qué
article.
¿Qué partido se juega mañana en las Champions League?
Goal.com. So, shout out to the Champions League. Let's move on. I don't care.
Post baloney.
This is what's trending today. It's only 100K searches. So, like, if we go to yesterday's, there's actually another sports thing, but... Yeah, what's trending right now at the moment is Post Malone previews new Spider-Man song.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
Do you want to hear flipping Spider-Man track? Should we listen?
I mean, I don't. Let's just first talk about other Spider-Man tracks. And say that a hero can save us.
Not gonna stand in the way.
Wasn't there a Dashboard Confessional song too?
Yeah.
Which one was it?
Was it Vindicated?
No, I thought it was Vindicated too, but let me see. It might be.
I feel like it might have been Vindicated. It was a good track.
I think it was. Hope dangles on a spider string.
Yeah, it's Vindicated, like... all right. Yeah, it made sense. He wrote it for Spider-Man, I heard. I heard it was
no
like,
fucking
yeah,
way.
No, I swear I saw some behind the music thing, and he was like, this was just for the Spider-Man movie, but it turned out to be one of the best songs they ever made. There we go.
Wow.
I just gotta hear the first word. Sorry, everyone. Oh, shit. I skipped that. All right, we get nothing.
That's crazy.
Aerosmith made the theme.
A Spider-Man song?
The theme for Spider-Man.
The one theme? That goes, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. That was Aerosmith?
That was not Aerosmith.
I think it was.
Before they started making like actual albums, they were just like doing ads and like they were just trying to get paid.
Well, okay, so there's a good precedent for Spider-Man tracks. Like there's a lot of big songs out there.
Yeah. So, Vindicated is really good. Like it's hilarious that it was written for Spider-Man. I mean,
I swear,
slow spinning maybe redemption.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I
no swear no no. I mean, I'm reading Wikipedia. According to Wikipedia, yeah, it was. Okay, I got it. Captivated, I am. Karaba penned Vindicated in 10 minutes, inspired by and reflecting the theme of the film.
Which was Vindication?
Initially, a song titled I Need a Sure Thing was to be used for Spider-Man 2 soundtrack, but after having received a special screening of the film...
Oh, he was so inspired.
Oh, yeah, so he wrote the song. What album was that even on? Was that just a single?
I think it was just a single.
That is his most played song.
Seeing that, that was the first Spider-Man one,
Spotify,
right?
Too. No, I guess it was two. It's funny.
So he's a Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 2 fucking inspired the shit out of him. That's funny as hell.
So you want to hear this Post Malone track? It seems to be, it was on premieres, a snippet on the Tonight Show. Let's hear it.
Hold on. All I got to say is,
where's the snip?
So no, of course not.
This is a 7-minute video, guys. Sorry.
When I said I was tougher, the story, anyways. So be me.
You can do it
and piss your mom off too.
And then you can wash it off.
I didn't hear any snips.
The song is called Sunflower.
Right, here
this
we go.
Is 10 seconds.
Plans
of Post Malone. Check out this song. We don't know when it's coming out, but here it is.
I'm already saying this is a dud, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like
Post. You heard it here first. Post Malone flops on Spider-Man soundtrack.
Worst Spider-Man ever made.
So yeah, it was hard. But when you think about it, he had to live up to Vindicated, and going into it, you're set up to fail. Like,
true,
it's intimidating.
So does any? What's not everyone's number three on the charts?
It's got to be the same.
Ricin.
Yeah,
Ricin. I just read the article.
Isn't that the Breaking Bad poison?
Yeah, that's the shit that like he was going to give the little like Hispanic kid or whatever.
Why is that in the news? Are people poisoning people with Ricin lately?
Two letters sent to Pentagon test positive for Ricin.
Do you think
Wall
that
Street
this
journal?
Let me ask you a question. You think is this poison only being used because it's the poison du jour from Breaking Bad?
Probably.
In a world where Breaking Bad wouldn't have happened, would this ricin be in this these envelopes right now? Probably not.
Probably not.
Or was ricin being used a lot and we were just cued into it when Breaking Bad mentioned it?
I feel like we've been making a lot more beans lately, so maybe there's, you know.
It is made from a bean, right?
So I guess. Maybe the prices have gone down just because the supply is so large. So maybe it's just more readily available.
What if Trump was poisoned with ricin? Like, I think everyone would be, like, pretty happy about that.
Dude, if he was, then his liver would fail, his spleen and kidneys.
Everyone would be, like, psyched, and they'd be like, thank you, Breaking Bad. Thanks, Walt.
Yeah, I'd love to see him put in one of those bathtubs and then pour in that, like...
acid wash?
Yeah, put him in there.
What are you talking about?
Whenever they would disintegrate bodies in, like, barrels.
Yeah. Looking back on it, the show was pretty harsh. I didn't like it. It was just hooked me way too hard.
I did that to everyone. You think it was like a shock jock kind of thing?
It was shocking.
Fucking good, though. I mean, I have to say, I literally failed like a whole entire semester because of Breaking Bad. Seriously, I remember I stayed up to like 4 a.m. for like 3 weeks. Anyways, is this all just to like distract us from the Kavanaugh trial?
Is that in the news?
No, but I don't know. I was just trying to think, like, why would this happen? Why? I mean, I don't know. I guess I feel like things like this happen all the time and we just don't hear about it. But maybe they don't.
I don't know. I really don't know. Mm-mm. I'd think so. I thought like that Pentagon. Yeah. That's why they have hardcore security, because people try this stuff, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Okay. Guys, if you know any more about this crap, let us know. We obviously don't know shit.
Tell us. Give me a message, a voice message on the Anchor app.
Download the app and then follow the channel and then ask the Dan question.
Did you see that also trending today is Jake Paul because of the Shane Dawson documentary?
I didn't see it until I just scrolled down. I just scrolled down and saw it.
I almost
number 11 with 20,000 searches today. Have I been watching it? Yeah. It's good. I'll give it like a 2-sentence review. He's doing a pretty bad job. But it's entertaining. But
I really don't even understand it. I've tried to get out of that realm.
He's just basically like he's going in with the premise that he's like, is Jake Paul a sociopath? And he's kind of decided he already is before like doing any research, and so all the editing around it is just super
like bias,
kind of creepy, like doo 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 doo, and then like scary like B-roll of like clowns and like people like murderers and stuff, and so it's like. It's like, yeah, it's presented in a way that's just like he's already decided he is, but he's like saying, well, I did that aesthetic for views, like I needed to make it this like crazy or else people wouldn't watch it, so sorry. But yeah, I'd watch it because it's like, I don't know, it the first episode's good if you just want a really like good background of like who Jake Paul is and stuff. He does a lot of good research there.
How long are they?
They're like 40 minutes a piece. It's crazy because they're getting like 17 million to 20 million views for each video, which is 40 minutes of watching. Kind of like he's really changing the game in that way.
That's a lot of video to edit in general.
Yeah, I know. Kind of crazy.
You think Shane has someone do it for him, or you think he does it?
Yeah, I think so. He probably sits there. I think it's just like, I don't know. It's fun. He said like it was fun to like lean into the creepy vibe, and I get it. Like I've edited things before, and it is fun to just like lean into a style.
True.
Andy's like living in the clickbait world of like, just like, clickbait is a given. Like, you're gonna clickbait, you know? Like, that's like, hyperbole is like the medium.
You have to. It's the only way you can be.
Yeah.
Probably just like so, Paul in freaking all caps. But
yeah,
let's go ahead and move on to the next topic.
Can we just, you know, yeah. I know it's not in the top 20, but can we just all say now, you know, the Browns really got fucked over on that call.
I don't know what that means.
That's sports, Ryan.
Yeah, but like, where is that on the?
Right, Kyle said it wasn't on the list.
Well, oh. You know, we're all from Ohio. We're all from Browntown. And,
yeah, was the biggest on Sunday. It was 20 million searches. So we're allowed to talk about this. Yeah.
Oh.
Top search on Sunday night.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
I didn't actually know that this was such a big deal.
Well, like, the Browns got the first down, but they even took out the chains and measured, and they got the first down, but they didn't give it to them. So the Raiders got the ball. And
why didn't they give it to them?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, there was it just like it got called that they were short, so they didn't get it. So then they had to they kicked it off. They punted. They punted the ball, you know, because it's fourth. And the Raiders came back and tied it up. And they went in overtime, and the Browns lost in overtime.
Yeah, I saw the game. I didn't realize how much of a bullshit call it was, but yeah, I mean, I saw the game. I kind of just expect that kind of stuff to happen to the Browns.
Yeah.
So.
It's just
our baby boy Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds like par for the course at the mistake by the lake.
What the hell did you say?
I just heard on old video that people would refer to Cleveland as the mistake on the lake.
I never heard that. I actually think I have heard that, but not. I've never heard you say anything about sports. So.
The mistake on the lake, so it's not no surprise they're losing again.
Mm.
They're just like everything about Cleveland is a joke.
That's I don't agree with that at all, but
I mean, it kind of is. That's why, like, just the fact that
Indians are actually pretty good.
What was Drew? The fact that Drew Carey even lived in Cleveland was like a joke in itself.
Like while he was an actor?
No, just like that the show took place in Cleveland. It was like that's a goofy place to be from.
Yeah. Didn't know you were such a hater.
I'm saying everyone's a hater. That's why it was referred to as the mistake on the lake.
I mean, I don't know if I'd completely agree with that, but...
Yeah, I don't. I disagree with that.
The Indians are pretty good. I mean, I know LeBron left, so everyone...
Yeah, but what about the name Indians? Racist.
Yeah.
Kind of embarrassing.
What about the freaking the Chiefs?
Yeah, the Chiefs. What do you mean? That's racist, too.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, Chief Wahoo.
There's more. There's too many. There's too many teams named after Indians.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's a lot. They could just change their name.
Aren't the Blackhawks, is that a tribe, too?
I don't know. I don't know the deep cuts of the racist team names.
Yeah, Blackhawks is definitely, I mean, referring to an Indian. I mean, their fucking logo is an Indian.
Yeah, I'm saying the Seminoles.
The Browns are like just a dog, right? Like,
yeah. What? I mean, they're named after Jim Brown.
Okay, that's kind of boring. Yeah, feel like,
I mean,
it's not that hard to change your name because they were the Cleveland Spiders first, and it's like crazy that there isn't a Spiders already. It's like, just
right.
Go ahead,
like,
and revert.
There's
and
not a spider
upgrade.
For any kind of team, which is weird, right?
People, it would be beneficial for both the Indians because they could not be the Indians anymore; they'd be the Spiders, and also for spiders because they give them a better name. Like spiders, probably they mostly don't bite you. You know, like,
dude, I still think this thing on my forehead might have been a spider bite, so I can't.
Oh yeah, Kyle got bit by some sort of insect today. We think a hornet or something, and his whole face swelled up like crazy.
Yeah,
he looks
thumbnail.
Lumpy.
The thumbnail is going to be my face swollen.
That'll be some good album art if you guys want to see that. It's only viewable on like some apps like Spotify. You can see, No, how about my change?
It was bad, dude. I was cleaning my last pool, and I walked out of the fence, and there was like some hornet, I guess. He like stung my forehead right at the top.
Looks bad.
And I was like, ah! And it stung so hard, it hurt. I like smacked my forehead and ran to the car, and then I dropped all my pool stuff. There's chlorine tabs everywhere.
Jesus.
And it stung for like 10 minutes, but then I took a nap when I got home, and I woke up maybe an hour later, and I woke up.
And your face was distorted.
Yeah, and then I woke up this morning.
It looks crazy. Like, it looks super warped. Like, you took it in, like, an app that warps faces and just, like, shrunk some stuff, moved some stuff around, blew up some other stuff.
Dude, I literally woke up this morning at, like, 6:30, and I could not see out of my left eye because my face was so swollen.
So it happened yesterday.
Yeah, it happened last night. Oh, yeah, it happened yesterday at work, and then, like, it progressively got
weird. I thought it happened immediately.
Oh, no. It's
so if you guys want to see Kyle's face reacting to this, what we're talking about, you got to check out the album art on Spotify or something.
But in other news, that was kind of yesterday's daily news.
Should we move on to say...
There's not very many great topics today.
Oh, here's a cool one. Applebee's. Applebee's is in the news everywhere. What do you guys think about Applebee's? You like it?
I like the apps.
Mm, right.
I know that there's like a good half deal off apps on apps or something. On one day. Yeah, I would do that. That's like a sort of like... That's a normal way of life in the Midwest, I'd say.
Well, are you a fan of Halloween? Let me ask you that question too.
I like Halloween, yeah.
Well, Applebee's is serving up a treat just in time for Halloween. The restaurant chain is rolling out a $1 zombie drink, a $1 rum cocktail with gummy brain for garnish. That sounds weird. The cocktail is served in a 10-ounce mug and comes available in 4 flavors: pineapple, passion fruit, cherry, and lime. The drink, which is part of the Applebee's Neighborhood Drink of the Month promotion, is available to customers through the month of October. So get down there, grab some apps, and grab one of these zombie chillers. Applebee's said the dollar zombie is the first.
I can't believe USA wrote. Is this the USA Today?
I did a little ad-libbing there. Applebee's said the Dollar Zombie drink is the first time the chain reached out to customers for input in its Neighborhood Drink of the Month. Oh, that's a fucking good one, really.
This is only one bone.
A $1 rum cocktail. Yeah.
It looks like a normal-sized drink.
Yeah. I think like they're just trying to get business, so they're basically giving away a free drink.
Wow.
Dude, it looks crazy and pretty good.
I was about to say, like, why are they reporting on this? But I'll say sounds like a bonkers deal. Do you buy anything else at Applebee's, or can you just go in there and just like drink nonstop zombie drinks?
I bet you it's probably one. I bet you can only get one for a dollar. But it actually doesn't say anything other than. But I feel like it's one of those drinks where you don't want more than one, you know?
Yeah, it's a freaking dollar. Maybe you only get one.
That's what I'm thinking.
We'll follow up on this. We're gonna we'll do a report from Applebee's to find out how many zombie cocktails you can get.
Okay. Let's zoom over to the next topic: NASCAR. Jimmy Johnson doesn't regret going for win.
What?
Why should he? You know what I mean?
It's where are you looking at that?
Okay, Jimmy Johnson. That's
number 9 on Monday. I don't
want to talk about it.
I just wanted to say, zooming over to the next topic. That's really all I wanted to say.
You know, he actually he puts a lip of a Vagisil in before every race, I've heard.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I can imagine, probably.
So I'm looking at like these other days, and it's just Kanye West. I mean, should we talk about Kanye West?
Nah, we talk about him like every
SEO talk about show. It's because he's on the top.
He is SEO. He's always pooped to scooping. It's fucking crazy.
That's the other thing about this show. Yeah, it's sports and the Kanye West.
Yeah, there's constantly. a fucking lot of sports.
And Elon Musk. There's a few Elon Musk
really is always in the freaking news.
Just goes to show you how much people watch fucking sports. And, like, I've just realized how valuable, like, sports ads probably are.
Yeah, they are. Because, especially because it's a live event, you know, like, it's the only kind of, like, TV that people still don't record ahead of time. So they have to stick through commercials because the event is happening in real time. So you're guaranteed that people are sitting through those ads.
Oh, can we, I'm just going to bring this one up. Lil Wayne dropped the Carter 5.
I heard it was garbage.
It's honestly like two or
three. I heard it was like do more drugs kind of thing. Like you're too sober. What?
It just sounded like all the bullshit that is out now. Like all this like dumb shit with freaking
trap.
Like it, it's trap. Shit? It's sort of trap. Trap E, but like in like some of the rhymes are okay. But you know the thing about Lil Wayne's old albums, like Carter, like 1 through 4, were that they were all pretty simple beats for the most part. But now he's trying to get into this world of, you know, where like the whole song is just a beat.
Do you have any good suggestions that I can put on right now?
For what? An older album compared to the new album? No,
for a new one.
Yeah, let me look. Probably my favorite one is he did with one with Kendrick Lamar, but it kinda sucked. Come on, load.
There's a lot of tracks on this. 23 tracks.
23 tracks, and literally like only two or three. It's just sad, dude. Because all
of I think songs, it's one of those things where he's like none of these songs are really that good, so we just have to have a lot of them.
Here's a lot.
Like, hopefully you'll like one of them.
And people still sort of like it, but it kind of sucks. Can't Be Broken's okay.
I think just Lil Wayne heads are just.
It has good verses, but honestly, it appears that good.
An ominous piano opens the track. You cannot break down what can be broken. Out of all the ranks I was chosen. Guys, I'm going to just skip ahead a little bit. When I'm breaking through her nails, she gonna break a few. You could never break me down, and I can't hit the brakes for you.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. Like, but there's like some of his lines in there are actually like decent. But God,
let's like put on this Travis Scott one because I'm a big Travis Scott fan. Let's see what we got on that one.
Another ominous piano opening.
What's the
this
song?
Might be a mistake. Let It Fly.
Oh, yeah. Let it fly. Okay. Let it fly like the birds in the sky. Hotter than the weather in July. I didn't do so much I can decide.
Word to my guys. She just gets to work the money. This is cheap, man. This is a cheap rap. It sounds like a fucking Travis Scott B-side.
Dude, it just sucks because, like, seriously, the Carter 1 through 4, I would say every song is better than any of the songs on that whole album.
So, what do you think? So, you feel like Lil Wayne could do better?
He's just like Eminem, dude. He fucking fell off his rocker. He's not as good as he used to be.
Dude, what's your favorite album? What would you say?
Probably Carter 4, Carter 3 or Carter 4.
I think the Carter 2 is my favorite.
Is that not I'm Not a Human Being?
I don't think so. Like, apparently this is Lil Wayne's thing, because this is a fucking 22-song album. I guess he just does big albums, which is actually kind of cool.
I mean, I do like he does.
Like, yeah. I mean, the Carter 2 is like fucking 22 songs, too. Let's see, the Carter 3. Yeah, Carter's
good, too.
I think the Carter 3 was a good one, too. Yeah, it's a 16 tracker. I mean, he just has a lot of songs.
Yeah, Millie on there too, and like Mr. Carter, 3-peat. I mean, yeah, that's a good album. Mrs. Officer, classic.
So it's been a bit. Was 2013 his last album?
Dude, I honestly might have to go with you on this one, Zach. I was thinking Millie was on Carter 3, but yeah, Carter 2 was good.
Yeah, I think he's just been super fucking, like, addicted to drugs, and then he got sober in the last, like, 5 years. Because, I mean, you know, he was always sipping on lean. Like people will talk about him, and, like, they, like, couldn't understand what he was saying because he was just so fucked up all the time.
So, I mean, maybe
maybe that's not true, but, like, I believed it.
He made these I Am Not a Human Being albums in 2013 and 2010 because he's like, these aren't Carters.
Yeah,
so this is back in the Carter series. But you're saying this is not. Are you saying, Kyle, this should have been in the I Am Not a Human Being series because it's sort of like throwaways?
I mean, honestly, yes. I think it should have been a series of its own called Piece of Shit album.
I mean, I think that he just that was rough. I think he just done his thing. I appreciate him just doing the Carter like, and just numbering it. He really stuck to it. Dude, I guess he did an album right here that was called Rebirth, which that was one, but then he's like, fuck it, you know, I'm going back to the Carter. No, I guess he's done a couple albums in between, but like, I think the Carter are like,
yeah, he had like the
his
sucker for
personal
pain
albums, because
to translate this to Weezer fans, this is like when the Weezer does like a color album.
Yeah.
Like, well, sometimes I think they've got green, blue, red, white, I think.
Isn't his name actually Carter?
Yeah. I think so. With Wayne Carter. No?
No. Lil Wayne's real name is I can't think of it.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Or his last name's Carter or something.
Yeah, his last name's Carter.
That's what Ryan said.
It's gotta be. I mean, it'd be weird if it wasn't.
Okay, yeah. Dwayne Michael Carter Jr.
Oh, Dwayne. Okay.
But the first song in there is like his mom talking for like a minute and a half about when he shot himself. Because like Lil Wayne, this one, he's like 14, I think. And he was playing with a gun in his room and he shot himself. And he was bleeding out for like 3 hours because he was in his room and couldn't move. And finally, like, his mom found him like almost dead.
What?
Yeah, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy when he shot himself, but pretty funny.
This was ranking on the charts on the trending charts, by the way, on Thursday. Was that when it came out?
Nah, it came out Friday. Came out like
early,
I think probably midnight Friday.
It was 1 million searches, number four
big because he I guess he was supposed to drop it on his birthday, which was Thursday, but then he waited till Friday.
I think that's just like a fucking PR move.
Dude, I've been waiting for this album for probably like 2 years, just like because he kept saying he was going to do it, and then it came out, and I was just – that's why I'm more disappointed than you guys.
Yeah, I don't have any expectations.
Yeah, I don't want to make this into I'm not even going to say that. Never mind, sorry.
What?
What's that?
What?
What?
What happened?
No, I was going to talk about another music release, but it has nothing to do with SEO. So
no, we need the SEO.
Well, this was just a few days ago. It was pretty big.
Right.
So it was close.
Speaking
of this, Amazon Jobs.
That's number.
Should we drop that in?
Why not? I mean, there's
not. Yeah, you know what? You know, yeah, let's do it.
What is the news?
The news.
So it's 50K results. I usually go for bigger numbers than this. I mean,
basically, Amazon minimum wage went up to $15. So,
and it is relevant. Dad actually sent me some kind of clickbait about.
All Amazon?
I believe so.
For
Amazon, I think it's maybe warehouse workers.
Let me check this out. I'm going to minimum wage. New York Times. All U.S. workers. Wow. From what was it before that?
I have no idea.
725.
Was it? They literally fucking doubled it?
Well,
no.
The company said it would also lobby Washington to raise the federal minimum wage, which has been set to 725. So I guess they're changing it themselves.
It was probably like 12.
Everyone has to change now, too.
It was probably like 1250.
I don't know.
I mean,
trying to see if there was like what it was raised from. But yeah, and that's pretty great.
I'm pretty sure the minimum I will say, I think the minimum in California is 15 or something, or very something close to it. I could be totally wrong on that one.
feel like it's like 10:25.
No. It's at least 12:50. I don't know. I'm just throwing out numbers, guys. Don't fucking listen to me. But one thing you should do today is thank your custodial worker, because today is National Custodial Worker Day.
Is it?
Yeah. That's cool. Did you guys ever have any like custodial workers? I mean, let's just
any
call
jobs.
Them let's just call them janitors. I mean, it's kind of a more of a fun way.
Wait,
to say
it's
it.
Custodial workers or is it custodial work? Because like I've had jobs where I've had to do custodial work. Like
custodial worker day. Yeah.
Well, am I considered a custodian if I had custodial duties?
What did you do?
Clean the toilet, mop the bathroom.
No, everyone did
that.
I
did the same thing. No, it doesn't count.
That doesn't count, even if it's a public
to
one.
Specifically, be doing fucking bathrooms and doing cleaning up shit like your custodial.
If somebody would have pooped on the floor, I would have had to clean it up.
I mean, yeah, but that's kind of just a general employee because you were doing other shit too. You weren't just doing the shit work.
Okay, just wondering.
But I was a garbage man, but that's I don't know if that would I might be. In there.
Wait, is it? Is it,
that's on the spectrum.
Is it garbage? Were you?
That's in the garbage man? Spectrum.
What?
A garbage man?
I mean, maybe that's more of like a recycling worker day. But anyways, did you guys know? I know that at middle school at Root, we had we were cool with our like custodial worker.
Yeah, I kind of remember that too. Like,
do you
for
remember
some reason the custodians?
Root?
Yeah, like that the cool kids would make friends with the custodians for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was because like we called him. We didn't. I forget what his name was. I would have to ask one of my friends. They would know. But we called him like the same name that was like in like a fucking like it was in Billy Madison.
What?
It was like the janitor in Billy Madison or
okay,
I gotta look it up now. It's one of the classic Sandler movies.
The dude
janitor from Billy Madison. Okay, here it is. No, not Billy Madison.
Oh, you're thinking of Mr. Deeds.
And no, I'm not, dude.
This is probably some of the worst podcast material we've had in a while.
I don't think so.
Dude, it's Mr. Deeds. That's who you're thinking of.
No, I'm not, dude.
I'm just trying to bring in something good for a little bit. Why are you looking for this? Alright. Moving any other like days it's like days that it is?
Oh god, I remember it. It's sideburns. We call them sideburns.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that from?
I don't know. oh shit. Okay, here it is. It's from Big Daddy. Okay. Wait, no. It is. Holy shit. Okay.
Oh my god.
Sorry, guys. You know what? I don't know, but we call him Sideburns. He was a good guy. I was trying to give a little bit of context into National Custodial Worker Day. And that's neither here nor there. Make sure you be nice to your custodial worker. Say hello. Maybe bring him a gift. Say sorry for being late because you're a day late.
Dude, I got to give a big shout to them because they had to deal with my middle school, Mariner Middle School, and it's very ghetto.
Yeah, true. Kids throw shit and like make messes and just not care at all.
Replace the freaking paper towel dispenser like just my sixth grade year like five or six times, and they ended up pulling the doors off of all of the bathrooms because
People were down so hard in there, man. Like, people were pooping in the urinals. There were so many fights in the bathrooms. Like, dude, shout out to those custodial workers because they probably...
One time, I made a fake poop in middle school out of oatmeal cream pie. And you can make really realistic poops out of those if you just, like, start mashing them up in the bag. That's a little tip. Just them up. And they turn into a really realistic-looking poop. And I put it in the bathroom floor, you know, and we would just watch people come in and like see it there and be like, whoa, gross. But we knew it was fake, but it was so funny for us. And then eventually the custodian did come in and just sweep it up with one of those, like a broom and a dustpan. So sorry about that, but it was fake. So I guess, that's my custodian's day confession. Yeah. I'm sorry to the custodians out there. You know, it wasn't real. I thought it was just funny. Maybe next time I'll tell you that it's fake so you can be in on the joke.
Speaking of funny, one of my favorite comic strips actually was published for the first time today in history in 1950. I'm going to give you a quick little hint.
Spider-Man?
Charlie! Charlie Brown is from, I forget the actual
Peanuts.
It's the comic is...
did you say it, Ron?
Yeah, Peanuts.
Peanuts, yeah.
Peanuts. That's pretty cool.
That was the first comic?
The first Peanuts newspaper published comic? For the first time.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that was when they added the newspaper.
Old classic.
Printed for the first time in 9 newspapers around the U.S. Wow, like so they knew it was going to be a big deal, I guess. Or they just were trying to fill up some space.
Speaking of that, you know, I'm looking forward to watch a little bit of that movie at the end of the month, you know, October.
You see, Zach, wait, what'd you say?
Oh, Charlie Brown's Halloween.
Yeah. Oh. Wait, I thought it's called something like in like the Big Pumpkin.
I really don't know. I probably saw it. To be honest, I was not really a fan of Peanuts. I mean, I thought maybe some of them were good. I haven't really given it much chance, but like,
I never read a lot in a row to like see if I really like it.
Yeah, I remember seeing a few, and I'm like, okay.
You know, I always liked Lion because he had that little blanket, just kind of nerdy little guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't want to say that he was probably on the spectrum. I mean, right?
What?
No.
Who?
Linus.
Lionel.
The piano player?
No.
I thought he played the piano too.
The dog played piano, I thought.
What?
Well, obviously we don't know the fucking Peanuts.
No, I think you're right, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know. Wait. That's neither here nor there, but
okay. Anything else?
Trying to find something to transition to, and I'm not really seeing anything. Okay, at least...
That was Schroeder on the piano. It's the Peanuts. Ooh, heads out there.
Yep, it's Schroeder. It's Schroeder?
Stan. Yeah, Schroeder, it looks like. Okay.
The Widow Schroeder.
Do you think we should end it, the show?
Probably, yeah. I mean, we're freaking...
Dude, there just wasn't any good news. Come on.
There's some okay news. We could...
Let's give a rating of what we think about this movie is going to be. A Star is Born, the new Lady Gaga, a.k.a. Stephanie.
You can't claim that's a new movie, though. That actually was a remake, so...
Oh, is it?
A remake of the old Barbara Streisand movie, A Star is Born.
Barbara Streisand, bam, 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 bam.
Midnight. I haven't seen anything about the movie.
Let's just say, like, let's just rate it right now. Like, what
I'm going to give it a 3, because it just looks like one of those movies that I'm going to fall asleep to.
Okay. You're not a fan of Bradley Cooper.
Ooh, it looks like there's going to be a lot of rainy days in this movie.
A lot of rainy weather. No, I mean, I've seen from the previews that he's like a depressed guy. So I think like he's going to, I think, this is my guess, and I haven't even seen the old one, but, like, he's kind of this old washed up musician who, like, started drinking and, like, kind of fell apart. And then he meets her and is like, whoa, you're a good singer. Like, you have a future. And then they, like, work together, and then they, like, are a big deal. And then it's like, oh, my God, like, this is – I finally found my stardom in this girl.
Dude, and you know Bradley Cooper's going to break out that famous country accent in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I heard he did sing and everything in here, too.
I saw a little bit of the video. They came out with a music video from, like, the movie, I guess. Like, but I watched about 5 seconds, and I was like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm going to say now – if there's any kind of Barbra Streisand movies, sorry, Barbra Streisand songs.
Apparently, there's a song out.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
I love
that. It was a music video that was like, I guess they were in character. I watched it, I skipped through it, and I was like, oof. It felt like Nickelback speaking of the Spider-Man soundtrack.
Mm. Oh my gosh, wait. This movie's been remade multiple times.
Mm, not surprised. Classic Hollywood. Fucking seems washed like, up shit.
Seems like everything is a remake these days, literally.
It was National Coffee Day on last Friday.
Damn, really? How did I not know that?
Yeah.
Fuck. It's a fucking... I would have fucking indulged a little bit if I knew that.
What do you think about... This is just some coffee-related news. Dunkin' Donuts changed its name to Straight Up Dunkin'.
Stupid as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, just call yourself Dunkin'. Like, you know what I mean? You don't have to be, like, fucking just really change it to Dunkin'. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just do it. You don't even have to tell anybody.
Are you saying, like, know. Your name is Zach, but your name is Zachary. But right. This is, like, you going to, like, legally change your name to Zach?
Or I guess it's losing the last name altogether.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess just changing your name to just Zach. Because you, like, want to make sure people don't call you anything else.
I just don't know. You guys
ever, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
You guys ever seen a Dunkin' Donuts commercial? Like, you know, just classic someone dunking some donuts.
Yeah.
Nah. Have you ever dunked a donut?
I've never, you know, like, dunk a donut in, like, a fresh brew coffee.
I've done.
Are you guys talking about anal sex, or are you actually talking about donuts? I'm not
about just donuts.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
I've dunked a donut, Kyle, like, policeman style, though.
Were you talking about Dunkin' Donuts? Or were you talking about Dunkin'?
I was just, donuts? I mean, I thought it'd be cool if you had a commercial, you're just dunking donuts, like, into a basketball hoop or something.
Oh, that is cool. Just they actually might want to, if they would have thought of that, they probably wouldn't want to change their name. They're like, all right, we're going to stay Dunkin'.
Just have Dunkin' LeBron, donuts. Like, dunking a bunch of donuts, just, like, splattering them on the ground after he dunks in. I don't know.
I mean, do they not want to be known for their donuts anymore?
Yeah, like, donuts are great. Like,
I think it's like because, you know,
they're more of like they do more than just donuts now. They do coffee, I think when they people do sandwiches.
I think when you just think of about Dunkin' Donuts versus like a Starbucks, you think like, well, that's a pastry shop. I don't want to be fucking fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. That's a good point, actually. Good point.
And you know, Starbucks is simple.
I'm saying it's more it's the coffee wars thing, and it's kind of true. Like, I avoid Dunkin' Donuts coffee because I just assume it's gonna have more sugar in it than Starbucks, even though I know that that's up to me about whether I put sugar in it or not. But I do just imagine like somehow Dunkin' Donuts is more of like a dessert,
and I imagine sort of the stereotypical pink color. It does seem more sugary. You go to Starbucks, it's a little darker, you know.
This is a place where intellectuals go to talk about ideas
and drink like and just sit down. You don't really go to a Dunkin' Donuts and do your work for the day.
You don't. You see people doing it sometimes, and it looks weird because it's got more like McDonald's fast food vibes.
It seems like
true.
The lighting is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, is Dunkin' gonna make like their shit more like? Cool, like an
I think that I bet you Dunkin's gonna transition into a more urban, exposed, like metal, raw metal. Like, I think they're gonna go the Starbucks
direction aesthetically. I mean, I think it would be beneficial for them.
Yeah, in general, I don't really like fast food vibe. I'd love to hang out at Dunkin's longer. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that I dislike about Dunkin', really.
Neither do I. I like the donuts too.
We used to go, like, we had breakfast club in high school on Fridays. We'd go to Dunkin' Donuts before school and just, like, basically just hang out and, like, eat, like, a donut and get coffee. So you, like,
dunked them?
Yeah, oh, I was never a dunker. I thought you were, though. You
no, said, I did.
Huh?
Yeah, I've dunked donuts.
It makes. Yeah. I honestly wish I had a donut right now to dunk. I would.
Yeah, I have a pretty good donut shop right down the street.
Maybe I'll do that someday this week.
Well, that's it for the SEO show.
Maybe we should just be a donut show. Just talk about donuts, different donut shops. This should just become a donut, you know, oh, holy fuck, new podcast idea, donut, just donuts. It's just called, I don't know.
Eat them to the chase and just make our show Dunkin'.
Here's the thing, Ryan.
Yeah.
What is there, there's so many damn donut shops around town, we should just start a freaking donut rating donut podcast, like a freaking, like, 10-minute podcast.
I'd love the project of trying all the different donuts.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's like a nice treat.
Yeah, I mean, podcast aside,
I would like to try
all the donuts.
Donuts on the go, binaural podcast.
Maybe. I just feel like it's gonna, like, if you're talking about food, you at least want to see it. Like, it's already bad enough you can't taste it when you can see it, but I feel like we're just gonna describe donuts.
Okay, we need to do the show has to be something else, but
it has to be like a video show
while we eat donuts, I guess, basically.
All right, well, we'll talk about it. Sort of like
interviewing comedians in cars.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was thinking that exact same thing. Yeah.
Well,
you know what, though? That's a freaking – do you know how much money that thing's worth now? They tried to sell it. That show's worth like $1 billion.
I mean, it's Jerry Seinfeld. That's why.
I haven't watched an episode.
Okay. So,
all right, guys, review us in the App Store, fucking Apple Music Store, wherever you listen to your podcast at. If you want to be on the show, download Anchor. That's ANCHOR, right?
Yeah, I felt wrong. Just like the thing, I think.
And
however you spell the word Anchor.
And today's episode is sponsored by stamps.com. If you need to mail something and you're running low on stamps, go to stamps.com and get they have a few different options for tons of
you get a scale. I've heard of stamps.com, like, okay.
You get a scale.
This is not even a joke. There's nothing funny about this.
Yeah.
Ads suck so hard. Okay. So yeah, we'll review it.
One last thing. David Dobrik and Jason Nash, we want to play you in frisbee golf, the Medina course.
We didn't forget.
We're fucking thirsty. We want to make this happen. We're gonna kick the shit out of you guys.
So yeah. All right. Oh, and go the last episode, the science show is a video if you want to go watch that. I think I'm going to try to do this one, the video too. I just didn't feel like doing video today, you know.
Yeah, I don't really ever feel like doing videos.
It takes a long time, even though it was like the worst fast editing. It still took me like flipping 8 hours or so. At least. Okay, thanks for listening. Thank you again, Paul Simon. And bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.